So welcome to the Meaningful Jobs podcast season three. I'm your host, Adrian, and today we're extremely honored to have Stephanie Fontanez on the show to talk a little bit about branding, her career, and what it's like working for her company, which is Marco. So how are you doing, Stephanie? Hope you're doing well.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into brand? Because it's not maybe something that a lot of young people will immediately think about, which is to have a marketing career. So can you tell us how you got into that?
Absolutely. Yes. So I actually started in television, which sounds way more glamorous than it actually was. I was a local news television producer right out of college, because I really liked communication. That was my major. I wanted to focus on television, but people don't go into local news for the money. So there definitely was some challenges. I was waiting tables after working a full-time job. And I really started thinking,
I thought, sorry, I thought the pay was pretty good for a television producer, is it not?
I think maybe if you're producing like a
A big
commercial
program.
TV. Yeah.
Right.
Local news, not so much. You do it for the passion, and I enjoyed it, but I really started getting burnt out. And I was like, okay, well, what about this particular job do I enjoy? What do I want to start doing? What can I take from this job? And I'd been applying to other TV stations, but the hours were crazy. And like I said, I was waiting tables and I worked at a candle shop. I bartended. I was working all these extra jobs. And not really feeling the passion for television after a few years. And so I realized that what I really enjoyed about my job was the writing aspect. I enjoyed putting together a show. I enjoyed, writing what we call bumps. So that's like to get someone to come back. And it really was very close to marketing. So I started looking for jobs that might fit, who's going to pay me to write? And I realized, oh, branding and marketing, they will pay you to write things. And so I started down that path, and I didn't have a ton of experience, but I looked for opportunities. I ended up at a local small place while still working at the TV station, a local newspaper doing food reviews. And that, I applied for that and started building my portfolio. And from there, I got hired as a copywriter for an electronics company. And that's really when I got into the branding and marketing space.
So I guess at one point you had to juggle between, doing your television production job, working as a waiter, and finding a new job as well. So,
Yes.
how did that happen? Like, I'm always curious about how you can manage to find time to find a new job when you've got a really busy day job going on.
Yeah, I think it didn't hurt. Youth helps.
Youth
You have
helps. That's a
had
great
a little bit more
answer.
energy back then. But it
And
was a challenge for sure.
yeah, and then you got into copywriting at first. Would you say you liked writing from a young age, or was that something that developed a little bit later on?
Yeah, I did. I really did enjoy writing. This was I'm dating myself back in the days of MySpace, and I would have a blog, and just it really was such an enjoyable thing for me to write. And I liked it for a long time, and really tried to figure out, okay, will someone pay me for this? And it turns
I'm
out, yeah.
curious to ask you, like, how long did it take for the thought to come across your mind that you could potentially be paid for something that you really like doing? Like, did it take long for you to
Yeah,
realize that?
I think right out of college, starting at the TV station, it took 6 years from there to be like for the light bulb to go off to be like, oh, hey, there's stuff I like about this job that I want to do more of, and the stuff I don't like about this job, well, don't do that. Don't do that anymore.
Do you wish you would have, had this light bulb moment a bit earlier?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think all the experiences in my career have been incredibly valuable. And so I don't regret it, but it would have been nice. You always hear about people who are like, I was born knowing I was going to be a singer, or I knew I was going to be a business major or a doctor. And it definitely was not like that for me. I had multiple majors. It took me a while to really figure out, oh, there's something out there that I like doing. And it wasn't like lifelong calling, but when you look back, you can see the threads of writing throughout my life.
I do
Which
sometimes
is
wonder if university is a bit too early Because it takes, well, I think, people who say, I wanted to be a singer from a young age, these stories might seem fascinating, but don't come across that often. So I do often wonder about the education system, but I guess, would you say, well, university have helped you for sure, or would you say it's not helped you in a way that is perhaps, in a direct way?
I enjoyed the experience. I think that's what I really loved about university. And even years later, so a few years ago, I actually got my master's at the London School of Economics while
Okay.
working full time. Apparently, I like to do
I
too
don't know
many
how you do this, but congratulations.
things. Thank you. But I enjoy the experience and taking something from it. I learned I don't like writing dissertations, so I will not be getting my
Okay.
PhD.
You don't
We're
get paid
stopping
to write
now.
dissertations anyway. You pay to write one, so it doesn't harm you, I guess.
And I think the experience has been great, but I will say university, as far as like a career, like here's what I'm going to do, I'm going to learn this. I think life experience, honestly, has been a little bit better of a guide looking, again, seeing those threads, like what is it that I'm really passionate about and like to do throughout my life and figuring out how to make that into a career.
So for people who might be struggling in their careers now, or people who are just starting out, how would you advise them in terms of finding a new career, and the most important factors that you can think of when deciding a career path?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, this is completely normal. I have multiple times in my career felt like I've been struggling at certain points. It is normal. It is totally normal, especially I think now, it feels much more tough to figure out what you want to do and how do you make enough money to live at the same time. And people are telling you to do what you love, but if what you love is like naps and cats, then you might not make any money. I think it's totally normal. And to not be so hard on yourself, I think reflection, being honest with yourself, why am I looking for a new career? What is it about the current place I'm at that I can take with me and learn and grow? What are the things I can do? And people say networking, and I always hated that idea of like forced networking, but it really is just getting out and chatting with people and learning more. And I think your podcast goes to show people love talking about their experiences and helping others. And I think that is such a valuable thing. People are generous, and you should take advantage of their time in that positive way where you learn and talk to people in different careers. I talked to a bunch of copywriters, and they were more than willing to tell me what it was actually like. Because we do have this picture of sometimes what careers were like. I did about television, and then I got into it and was like, oh, I'm working overnights, and it is
Was that something
definitely
you expected at first?
not at all. No.
Not at all.
Like, it's going to be a glamorous career. It's going to be so fancy. There'll be cameras and lights. And it really is very reporting, especially at the local level, is very kind of hard scrabble. There's not a ton of money. It's very intense. And so I was not prepared at all for that.
So, yeah, sorry. So you mentioned about networking. So, there are obviously tons of networking events nowadays in the internet age, but how would you recommend people to decide which ones to go to and which ones not to go to?
Yeah, I think if it sparks your interest, what's the worst that can happen? I think that also with careers, like try different things, look for different things. The worst people will say is no. And no is not a fun thing to hear, but you'll hear no probably more often than you'll hear yes in terms of like finding a job and looking through your career. And that, again, that's totally normal. I would say if it sparks your interest and you feel like you can go and have a good time and take something from it, then I would go to it. I also think already using your existing network, that has been super helpful. Just talking to colleagues at work and saying, do you know anybody? Or, hey, you told me you had a friend who, owns a business. I'd love to talk to them about what the day-to-day is actually like. Because again, like owning a business can sound quite glamorous, but then you talk to small business owners, and if you don't like math and you don't like, being super organized, it may not be the right thing for you.
Yeah, I think some really good points is to maybe try and get that balance between having a passion and, finding a practical job that can give you, a decent living standard as well. So I guess, copywriting and marketing in general gives you this balance. So Can you tell us how you then transitioned from, a copywriter to what you're doing now as a brand director?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely rung by rung, little by little, just continuing to learn more, understanding more about the corporate world and how that works, I think has been really invaluable. And I've been in different industries, so consumer electronics, I've worked at a startup, I worked at, a financial institution, and not being held back by the industry, I think, has really helped my career and being committed to learning the industry once you're in it. I'm now in insurance. Markel is a specialty insurer, and it is a complex business. It is fascinating. I had no idea before I got here. And to be honest, it wasn't like, I woke up one morning and was like, I can't wait to go into insurance.
I don't think
But
anybody does that.
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, it's your job to make people feel that way, though, now as the brand developer, I guess.
And it's I would just be open. I think that's been really helpful in my career, is being open and saying, okay, insurance, I don't know much about it, but I'm willing to learn. I do know brand and marketing really, really well at this point. And I have a passion for it, and I'm ready to share it with everybody who doesn't know it and take this company to the next level. And I think that has helped me continually through my career.
I guess the interesting question here would be how you got into insurance without having a lot of prior experience, because a lot of people might feel like you need to show certain experience on your CV before, related employers might even give you a chance for an interview. So how did you manage to do that?
Yeah, I think so knowing that the company wanted to go through a brand refresh, which has been part of my major focus for the last 2 years, and really putting that best foot forward in the interviews and in the cover letter, and really expressing, like, this is what I'm good at and this is what I can help. And I've done it at multiple different companies, in a variety of industries. So let's try insurance. I think it also didn't hurt that my boss, who's the chief communications officer, also wanted someone who was an expert. He also did not come from insurance, and so he's very much of the mindset you can learn the business, but you need to have that expertise in what we need you to do. And I think, I look for that as well. I don't need someone to come from insurance to join my team. If you are passionate and willing and smart, come on in. The business we can always learn.
So, yeah, you mentioned about the past 2 years undergoing a lot of changes in your company. So can you tell us perhaps what are some of the things you do at your role, what are some of the changes that you oversee and implement, and what's in it for people to join your company?
Absolutely. I started just over 2 years ago, and leading our brand management and engagement teams. And so that's our design team, designers, copywriters, brand managers, those sorts of things. And with my counterpart in London, we co-led the brand refresh. And so Markel is it was a family company for a very long time, and the Markels are still on the board, they're still around, and but the brand hadn't been updated in quite some time, and it just wasn't a focus for the company, and so it was an area that really wasn't being leveraged properly. And so taking on the brand refresh and really getting into the research, making sure that everything from a brand perspective was grounded in fact, was really a top priority for me. And then also explaining to the business, because I think that's one of the challenges of marketing, is that sometimes, the business side of things, where they're very clear on, I made these many sales calls, I made these many sales, I made the company this much money, they sometimes see marketing as just another expense. But really, when you use it right, it does contribute to the bottom line. And that really was the exercise we went through in those last 2 years. So it was a lot of speaking with senior leaders and getting them to understand how this was a worthwhile investment, and then engaging in a bunch of research to make sure that everything we did was embedded in fact, and the truth, because branding, if anything, if you go out and say something about your brand that's not true, people are going to call you out on it, and you really shouldn't do it. It's just not a good look. So we wanted to make sure that our new brand was really focused on what we knew to be true, but also aspirational. And so there was a lot of work, done in that aspect. And so Markel realized, we realized as we were going through the real research that this is truly a people-powered company. When you come here, it is such a different experience from any other company I've been at. And what's remarkable is that the people who have been here 20 years and people like me who are still fairly new have the same experience and really feel that strongly. And our customers feel that strongly. Our brokers feel that very strongly. And that's the difference for the company. And so when we latched on that, yes, we changed the colors and the brand, but it really was saying, here's how we need to embed the brand in our business decisions, which is part of what we're working on now after the launch. But it really has been such a wonderful journey over the last 2 years to see the company embrace it and to see senior leadership change. And from the top on down, it's been just remarkable experience to be able to educate people on brand. It really is the promise of an experience delivered. And we intend to deliver on that, and we intend to help our business partners continue to deliver on that.
I think being a people-powered business is really important nowadays, especially for the younger generation, because not all of them are just working for a paycheck anymore,
Right.
but they really want to enjoy what they're doing. So how does Markel contribute towards this?
So like I said a little bit earlier, most people don't wake up and say, yay, insurance. But it really is such an interesting surprise. It surprised me how interesting the field was. Because what Markel insures, I knew about homeowners insurance and auto insurance and that sort of thing. But what Markel insures is a little bit different. So if you are passionate about a certain aspect in life, we probably insure it and you can probably find a place. So we have an equine team. We have people who are just so passionate about horses and they do a phenomenal job. And that's where their passion lies. So they can find the passion at work. We have an environmental group that covers wind farms. I spoke to someone not too long ago who actually was, an environmental scientist, didn't have a background in insurance, but found a career here where she could still be very passionate about the environment and help to ensure things like wind farms that are so crucial to the future of the planet. So what I find really interesting about Markel is that wherever it is that you have a passion, you can probably find it. We have a fine arts division that appraised Liberace's estate. I mean, the insurance world, we insure yachts and whatever you're passionate about,
Whatever you can think about, basically.
we insure. And it really, I think that's what's exciting about it. I mean, I'm passionate about brand and learning more about this business and really influencing, and I've been able to be successful at that here. So whatever your passion, there's probably a spot here, and you don't have to come from the insurance industry.
So finally, the most important section of the podcast, I think, is about, the meaning of work. So, aside from monetary rewards, how do you find meaning in the work you do and as somebody in the insurance industry?
So insurance, surprise, again, this is all very, new to me learning in the last 2 years, but it really enables so much to happen. Banks don't like to lend money unless they're going to get it back, and insurance helps that. So we insure a ton of small businesses and that wouldn't be able to build. We insure a lot of construction as well to really power that. And I find that really fantastic, especially given that you can find your passion here, but we're also contributing to, again, wind farms, having those set up. We're contributing to all sorts of industries that make the world a better place to be and make it a safer place to be. And then myself personally, my brother recommended the book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Shout out to my brother. Excellent, excellent recommendation. If you've never read it, it really,
I'll include that in our episode description.
it's a phenomenal book. It's written by a gentleman who was in a concentration camp and lost his family. And he wrote it shortly after World War II about kind of his perspective. And really, he was like, my mission in life, my passion is to love. And I took that. It was so lovely of a revelation because I think we're told so often, like, you got to be passionate about insurance or your main search for meaning. I kept myself up nights agonizing over what's my purpose in life, and to realize that it didn't necessarily have to be a job, that it could be, oh, the people in my life. It's my mission to love the people in my life. I'm lucky to have so many wonderful friends and family, to be the best I can for them. And then to take that into work and to be the best manager I can, to be the best people leader, to set up our department in a way that is people focused, and that I'm helping people, and bringing that into work has really been so rewarding. You know, I'm passionate about brand, but I'm equally passionate about people. So it's very lucky that Markel is people powered. So we're quite a good fit.
So just lastly, for people who might want to join Markel, what would be some of the, you know, prerequisites that you think people should have? And I mean, in terms of their maybe character or personality.
Yeah.
And are you guys currently hiring?
Yes, we are definitely hiring across the board. I would encourage, we have, again, you don't have to have insurance backing. We have an underwriter training program. So you could come from any industry. We have teachers who join the underwriter training program. And we will train you to become an underwriter in whatever area you're passionate about. And I think the people who are successful here are the people who, you know, it's a big corporation. We're a Fortune 500, but it still acts kind of like a family business. It's very entrepreneurial. It's very roll up your sleeves and get to work. It's very, you know, how can we make this better? And you know, I've never worked at a company where, you know, I got hired and came in and was able to go in front of, you know, everyone from the CEO on down, explain to them why we needed to invest in the brand and then have them do it. It was astonishing.
And you said the founders are still in the board, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're still around. We see them in the office. It's very, very family oriented. And they take great pride in the company. And so, you know, it's great to see, like, they're so passionate. They've been retired, but they still want to come to work. And I think that's fascinating that you could be retired and not need to come to work, but you still kind of want to hang out and see how things are going. And I think that kind of bringing your passion to work here is important. Being people oriented, being people first is important. And I think showing that entrepreneurial spirit, like, I want to get things done, but I want to do it in a way that's super inclusive. Being inclusive also is a huge thing here. And making sure you bring everybody along on the journey. You can get things done here in a way that I think is very challenging for other Fortune 500 companies, just the way they're structured. But access to, like, some of the benefits are access to leadership. And again, you know, within a few months of joining, I'm hanging out with the CEO, and I was like, this would never happen anywhere else. But they hear you, and they want you to make change, and they want you to make the company better. And whatever your expertise, they want to hear it.
So, well, thanks so much, Stephanie, for coming up to the interview. I really enjoyed it. And I'll, you know, just lastly for my audience, I'll put Markel's career link in the episode description. And for those of you who want to check out Markel, just click on the link and, you know, feel free to shoot me and Stephanie an email as well. So, you know, thanks so much, Stephanie, for coming up, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. It's been great.